From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, is confirming the existence of a secret program in which the National Security Agency and FBI have reportedly gained access to servers of leading internet firms, including Google, Yahoo, and Facebook, to search for data that could lead investigators to leads about terrorism and espionage. The program, which is codenamed PRISM, has been in effect for 6 years. It was first revealed by The Washington Post and Britain's Guardian newspaper. Clapper calls the newspaper's disclosure reprehensible. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston says Clapper put out a statement late last night
that said the information collected under this program is among the most important and valuable foreign intelligence information the U.S. collects. He said the program is specifically designed not to target Americans or even people in the U.S. This is about overseas communications, not U.S. communications.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston. Administration officials and some key members of Congress are defending the PRISM program as well as the NSA's review of phone records as crucial to protecting the U.S. from terrorism. The Labor Department has unemployment figures for May later this morning. Economists expect the jobless rate to hold steady at 7.5%, with an addition of about 170,000 jobs last month. Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial, says businesses are still reluctant to hire.
Wait and see isn't good enough. Wait and see doesn't get into hiring the long-term unemployed or even encouraging people enough to throw their hat in the ring and look for a job.
Job growth has been steady this year despite higher taxes and federal spending cuts. Another pretrial hearing in Florida today in advance of the murder trial of George Zimmerman, who is accused of killing teenager Trayvon Martin. NPR's Greg Allen reports today's hearing deals with a key piece of evidence.
It's a 911 call from February of last year, in the seconds before Trayvon Martin was shot and killed.
They're sending.
So you think he's yelling help?
Yes.
All right, what is your number?
The question is whose voice, Martin's or Zimmerman's, is heard calling for help. Prosecutors have an audio expert who has analyzed the tape and says it was Trayvon Martin. But an FBI expert, Hirotaka Nakasone, testifying for Zimmerman's defense, says the best science can't determine whose voice it is.
It's disturbing. I don't think, you know, science is there, and technology can handle that.
Judge Deborah Nelson will decide which, if any, of the expert testimony jurors will be allowed to hear. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
President Obama confers with his Chinese counterpart in California today. Christopher Johnson at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says a key item on the agenda is likely to be China's alleged cyber attacks on U.S. interests.
The problem has become so pervasive and so overwhelming, especially for U.S. companies, that it has to be addressed at this point.
This is NPR. Tropical storm Andrea is bearing down on the Carolinas after raking across Florida and Georgia with soaking rain and strong winds. Michael Brennan is a forecaster with the National Hurricane Center.
We expect Andrea to generally weaken now that it's moved inland and sort of maintain its status near the, you know, kind of a low-end tropical storm for the next day or two, and then lose tropical characteristics as it moves up into the mid-Atlantic and the northeastern U.S. By Saturday.
Brennan says Andrea could still cause some flooding and a storm surge along coastal areas of the east. A milestone in Washington today, Congressman John Dingell of Michigan will set the record as the longest-serving member of Congress in history. NPR's Don Gagne reports Dingell's father was a New Deal Democrat in the House, and Dingell himself first worked at the Capitol during college and law school supervising elevator operators.
John Dingell of Michigan's 12th District has served in the U.S. House for 57 years, 5 months, and 26 days, surpassing the previous mark set by the late Senator Robert Byrd. Dingell's district has changed in shape and name over the years, but its core has always been the blue-collar neighborhoods just south of Detroit, a place with deep ties to the car business. The 86-year-old Dingell has been a defender of that industry's interests, often angering environmentalists. As the longtime chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, he was one of the most powerful men in Congress. He has championed national health care and calls his vote supporting the Civil Rights Act of 1964 his most important. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
A wildfire in California that has destroyed 24 homes is now about 80% contained. The blaze is an hour north of Los Angeles. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.